Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:39, hot and humid again today. Possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 91. Right now it's 74 at Cincinnati's Q102. Let's fire up the news, guys. This is the news that didn't make the news, you know, with fun, silly stuff that we find interesting that we think should have made the news, like the best times to mow your lawn, what really causes 219 hours of brain fog per year, and how to use magnets to lose weight. It is Tuesday, the 29th of June of 2021, and here's your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories this morning, someone asked 2,000 people what they did not miss while working from home. What did you not miss while working from home?
The commute, the driving, all the driving.
That was a good answer for you.
Yeah. It was on the list, but the top answer was small talk.
What?
Small talk.
Small talk.
Showering.
One out of three people were happy they didn't have to be chatty at work.
Putting on a bra-like structure.
Yeah, there was a percentage of people that said they liked not having to look presentable.
Yeah.
And then the next one was the traffic that you mentioned, battling traffic every day. However, but this is the interesting part of the story. 58% of people did miss some aspects of their commute, and the top thing people missed about it was what you're doing right now. Over half said they really missed listening to the radio.
Yay! Oh. I didn't miss driving on 74, but I did enjoy, once we came back to work, there was an additional lane available, so that was nice.
Yeah, there you go. 55% specifically missed singing along to the radio. 53% also missed out on catching up on the news during their drive, and 52% actually craved having that time to themselves in the car. Two-thirds said that getting back to normal is the number one thing they're excited about right now.
Yay!
Looking forward to getting back to normal. And a third even said they're excited they have to dress up again. They like looking nice and getting all dolled up, I guess. What else do we have here this morning? Aside from the fact that it's been a weird year and a half, even while we're stuck inside, we still lived our lives. A new poll looked at big life changes Americans made last year. Number one answer on that board was adopting a pet. A lot of people adopted a pet. 18% of us did that in 2020. A lot of people renovated their home. It was a good time to do it. Bought a car or motorcycle, moved to a new city or state, started a business from home, bought a new house or condo, added a swimming pool. I'm going down this list. I know someone who's done all these things.
Yeah, the whole pool thing, man. There's a, for in the ground pools, there's a really long wait.
Like years.
Yeah.
2 years.
So many people decided that that was something they wanted.
Well, we bought that house on basically January 1st in Clifton with the idea of putting a pool in on January 2nd.
Yeah.
I called three different pool companies, and basically the one that actually returned my call, the other two didn't, basically said, hey, we can come out next year, summer of 2022, and we can give you an estimate then to put it in the ground in 23.
So did you go ahead and make that appointment?
No, I got discouraged and said, bleep it. I'll think about this later.
Yeah.
We got a fun little inflatable pool that Penelope got for her birthday that we've been really enjoying. I should send you the link.
It was like, all been getting in it?
Oh, yeah. It's like $80. We fill it up and like we just take turns and...
They have the. Have you done like the big inflatable slides with?
We have one of those too.
We went through one or two of those every summer with Jacob because that was an everyday thing.
They're fun.
Those are fun. I can't believe how big some of those are.
Yeah, I've had some people run into the same problem with adding a swimming pool, Tim, and the debate was, you know, and this was what the conversation boiled down to. It's like, it's not really going to add value to our house. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it because we want it.
Correct.
But then when they found out that they were also 2 years out, they're like, well, I guess we're joining the community pool then.
Yeah. You know, all of the above the ground you can do.
Yeah.
Those can get done.
What's funny, though, is we, you know, when we come home, it's a nice day. We'll, like, go down a street we haven't been down just to kind of discover the neighborhood a little more. We went down a street the other day. There's a pool and tennis club, like, 1 minute from our house.
Oh, there you go.
Lived there for 7 months. Oh. Haven't noticed it yet.
Well, that'll save you a buck.
So we're going to look into that next summer.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
4% of people retired during the pandemic. They were kind of on the fence, but thinking about doing it later. But then that year, they were like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's do it while we're young and healthy. Mm-hmm. Healthy enough to enjoy it. 3% got married, and 3% adopted a baby, had a baby or adopted a baby.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Not as many people who adopted a pet, but that's still big enough to have hit the top 10.
Hmm.
There have already been significant hot spells throughout the country this year, but the Pacific Northwest is in the middle of a historic heat wave right now. Here's a quick rundown. It is so hot that Salem, Oregon, which is southwest of Portland, reached 117 degrees yesterday, which is a record for that city.
I just can't even imagine.
In Portland, it was 115 yesterday. That's the highest temperature ever recorded since historical records began in 1940. Portland's average high temperature for this time of year is about 73 degrees. In fact, it is so hot that the city of Seattle, Washington, also broke a record for the highest temperature ever recorded there, 107 degrees. And there are excessive heat warnings now for much of Washington and Oregon, as well as parts of California, Idaho, and Nevada. They're enjoying the heat up in Canada right now. Canada has a new national record for highest all-time temperature on record. Lytton, British Columbia. It might be pronounced Lytton, L-Y-T-T-O-N. Lytton, British Columbia. They hit 118 degrees.
Man.
That seems like it's too far north to be that hot. Does that make sense? Like, it feels like once you get to Canada, it should not go above 100 degrees.
It does seem kind of hot. Back to Portland. It's so hot in Portland right now that transit power cables are melting, and people are sharing photos of how tar is melting off of the streetcar tracks
there. That's incredible.
That's crazy.
It's so hot in Portland that the vinyl siding is blistering off of some houses, and it is so hot that one person decided to bake cookies in their car.
Here come the end of days. Doesn't this sound like the beginning of end of days kind of stuff?
Another person
when your houses are melting.
Another person cooked mini tacos in theirs, and another fried an egg on a picnic table. It's so hot that there was a major run on ice cream at the store and dip.
Well, I imagine the electric bills are going to be
skyrocketing.
How many AC units are? What happens when they?
Oh, they like freeze
when
up?
Yeah, when they freeze up because they're running so much. Yeah.
The interesting note about Portland is it really was a sort of like a weird anomaly hot spot in the world because it was so hot in Portland that on Sunday, Portland was hotter than about 99.8% of the rest of the earth temperature-wise. OregonLive.com put out a list of 10 notoriously hot places around the world where it was cooler than Portland yesterday, and it included Las Vegas, Phoenix, Cairo, and Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And this is all due to something called a heat dome. This is the phenomenon that's taking place over Portland right now. It was created when the atmosphere trapped hot ocean air like a lid or a cap, creating this effect. Some areas will start getting relief today, but the cooling process will happen very gradually. And other regions still haven't hit their peak yet. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 3 after 8. Hot and humid again today, guys. Possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm, high of 91. Right now, 79 now. How often does this happen to you? You're in a parking lot, and someone else parks too close.
It feels like it's on the regular.
It's happened.
So you kind of got to shimmy your way back into your car while making sure your door doesn't hit their car.
Right.
And the whole thing reminds you that you're not thin anymore.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some guy on TikTok claims that we could avoid that problem if we just change the rules for parking. and started doing it the way a lot of car dealerships do. He posted a video where, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, all the cars at a dealership are parked with their left tires on the left line of each parking space. But people are split on whether it would really make a difference. Like, some people claim it's easier than centering yourself in a spot.
I've never noticed that. They do that? They park on the line?
Yeah, a lot of them do because they've got to fit so many in there, and they got to be even, and they got to look visually appealing from the street. And, of course, you want to keep the cars safe from damage. So that's kind of, a lot of dealerships have that rule where they just say, line it up with the left stripe.
I mean, that makes sense.
I would never be able to do this.
Because that way you can't screw it up. Like, if you just lie. Well, the idea is that,
in theory.
Right. Rather than trying to center yourself in the spot, and it would supposedly help make all the cars more evenly spaced. Obviously, it's not practical to make everyone change the way they park, though, and some people are going to still screw it up. But if only half the people did it, it would make things worse than better.
Now, why is it that it's much easier and I do a much better job parking the car when I'm parking left, when I'm turning left to park, as opposed when I turn right to park in a space, I never quite get it right? Is it a vision problem that
I
have?
No, it's a space issue because you tend to lean to the right in the lane. So when you're parking left, you have more turn space, yeah. I guess. So you can, it's easier to line it up.
Okay.
From the right to the left.
Because the difference is really quite remarkable.
But if you're parking in a right-hand space, mm-hmm. you kind of have to sort of widen out a little
bit,
which you can't do if you get an oncoming car.
Gotcha. Have you guys thought about where, there was a hot discussion yesterday in the lobby between Rodney and Heather, two other employees that work here, about where everyone is going to be parking at the new building. Have you guys given
it
any thought?
What was the hot discussion?
The garage versus the lot.
I'm going to be in the garage.
It's all first come, first serve.
Right, yeah. Which we're there first. So
we can get whatever we'd like.
I don't think I'm going to do the garage, Jeff.
Me either. I feel a little garage person. It's a little claustrophobic for me.
I feel like I want to park outside unless it's snowing, then I will be a garage person.
Or raining.
Yeah.
Yes. Although, weather related.
Or 0 degrees outside.
I'm a little worried about where to park because I always park in the same exact spot here at the radio station unless someone takes it, underneath a light and with extra room, because I pick the big spot because I'm a horrible parker and I haven't been able to find one of those spots at the new building.
Think about it this way. Pull in the garage, you're right there by the elevator to take you right there to the studio.
If you
park out in the park, you get here early, but for us that, are rolling in here with minutes to spare.
Yeah.
That extra 2 minutes of not walking across.
Gonna make a huge difference.
That's going to buy me some time.
I'm going to play with it. We'll see.
Yeah, Fritchie, I've worked at a lot of radio stations in my life, and I have found over time, it just comes to you.
Yeah.
You just pull in on that first day, it magically finds you.
I don't know.
Once
I thought
you
it would.
Find, you will park there every day for the rest of your. Once
to
you are
your
called,
space.
Yes.
I thought
you
it would
know.
Be like
wherever
that
is,
wherever it may be.
When we went for training, I actually pulled in 3 different spots that day, trying out several because I thought.
See, you're overthinking it. You've got to lead with your heart and your gut.
I thought I would like the one under the light, but it was like people could park on both sides of me, and I was not comfortable with that. So I'm like,
I think I'll be in the lot with you because it'll be easy to pull through.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
Because you always back in.
Well, now that I have the truck, I'm less comfortable with just, sneaking in anywhere.
Yeah.
Got to have a little space to breathe.
Well, the parking lot here, the spaces are very narrow, it feels like.
It's hard to back
out.
Yeah,
these are small spaces.
And that was Rodney's point yesterday, Tim. He drives like a bigger SUV, and he was like, I feel like if I don't back in, I won't be able to get my car out of the spot.
Yeah. There's been times.
Look at the size of Jesse's truck, man.
Yeah.
That's gigantic. I'm surprised. He comes in here like a pro, though. He pulls it off, man.
I thank God for those rear view, the cameras that have the lines.
Right.
That let me know when I'm about to hit something.
Oh, the beeping? That doesn't work. I hit someone's car in the parking lot here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the beeping was like, beep, beep, beep. And then, you hit it.
Do you have the camera with the lines?
Yeah.
It shows you exactly where you are.
So I thought the beeping was like, beep, 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 beep. I meant, you need to hit it. You need to stop it. But beep, 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 beep means you had contact in my car.
Oh, wow. No, mine goes beep, yeah, like right before you hit it. So it's a good warning system.
Oh, yeah, no. Mine's different.
Now, you know those things where, you know, if you happen to stray within a lane, you know, your steering wheel vibrates a little and some people don't like it. I don't like it either.
You can
disable it. I disable it. But we ran at a Tahoe down in Florida because we were hauling, lugging stuff and moving stuff. And they had this vibration in the seats that scared the daylights out of me.
What?
Yeah.
In the seat?
For when
in
you got too close to the line?
And I wasn't even that close. Like, I had a lot of room, but it was just trying to warn me. So instead of the beep, and I'm sure there's a way you could probably change it if you wanted to, but every time, and I knew it was coming, and it was still,
Did you ever
you've always been a little bit ticklish back there.
A little jumpy.
Did you ever just ride the line for fun? I mean,
yeah, I guess different strokes for different folks.
I could see how that could be a win.
Yeah. Right. So.
That's funny.
Yeah, line it up with the left, they say.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
We could try it since we're the first ones in the building. We could just start doing that and see if everybody else follows.
What?
Parking right on the line.
Oh, I won't.
Nah, you'll get the memo with the photo. Who parked like a jackass today? Tuesday is lawn day at our house. It's when the lawn guys come and mow. And we got another guy who's working on our garden beds. And I guess mowing at night is not, you know, we learned that there's a right time and a wrong time to mow your lawn. Like mowing at night, they say, isn't good, partly because your neighbors will hate you. But they say you also shouldn't mow early in the morning or in the middle of the day.
But how are you supposed to get the mowing in before the heat comes and just clobbers you? Because it's so hot.
Well, if you mow too early, like around 7 a.m., the grass might still be wet from the dew overnight, and that can clog your mower. Mowing in the middle of the day isn't great either because the heat can be hard on the grass. And mowing too late isn't great either because your lawn needs time to recover before the sun goes down. I guess it's more prone to fungus and various diseases at night.
I'll be darned.
So, when is the best time of day to mow your grass? According to the lawn care experts, the optimal time to mow is between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.
There you go.
Mowing at that point in the day avoids all those problems. Or if you're not a morning person, late afternoon is fine too, as long as it's between like 4 and 6 p.m.
Good to know.
Optimal time of the day right there. By the way, I mentioned this earlier this morning. You got to see the look on this guy's face when he finds out his favorite Waffle House server has quit. Like, is there a restaurant or a place that you go? Maybe not a restaurant, but just a place you go where, like, this person is really good at what they do. They're reliable. They know you. You're just used to having them. They get it. They do the job well. You're comfortable with them.
I mean, I know my parents at Longhorn Steakhouse in Peoria, Illinois, that their server there would see them pull into the parking lot and have their sweet tea ready before they even sat down.
That's what
wonderful.
I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, for me, it's my people at the Dunkin' on MLK. It's the same people. It's the same crew for the most part.
They're going to miss you unless you're going to drive all the way down here for the new building.
No, I think I'm going to move. I'm going to change Dunkin's.
You're going to transfer.
I love the MLK Dunkin' because I used to live in Avondale, so it was right on the way to work. And I still go there because coming down from Kenwood, it's just one exit earlier. Mm-hmm. And then I take Redding down, so it's been perfect. And every now and then, there might be a personnel change, and we got to break someone in.
Yeah, there's a learning curve.
But they always seem to get used to it.
And
you have your crew, right?
Right. You're going to have to tell them that you're moving buildings on Friday.
I'll tell you what, if I go away for a week on vacation,
yeah, they're like,
hey,
where
we
you
missed
been?
It. Where were you last week?
You better drop off a gift, a present, for their years of service.
Yeah.
I used to have regulars like that at Wendy's. When I worked at Wendy's, they would come every single day and order the same exact thing, and I could finish their order for them.
Yeah, there's probably three or four employees at the Chick-fil-A in Oakley that I've gotten to know pretty well, you know.
Yeah.
Are they open for breakfast?
Like, not where they live and, you know, their family. Like, not to
that. You don't have their phone numbers.
No, but.
Can't call ahead and say, hey.
But they know my name. They know, like, what I order.
Well, they obviously, you didn't have one of them yesterday because they were just on you too hard about your dipping sauce. Yeah. They don't know you like it dry.
Ah, the kid's
You're
a newbie.
You're a dry guy.
It was a newbie employee who I think got a temporary uniform because it was kind of all lumpy
didn't
and
fit
wasn't
right.
fitting him right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe he spilled all of his dipping sauce on his uniform and they had to give him the spare.
So no dipping sauce, huh?
Yes. Wow.
You sure Who's you don't want to change anything in your order?
Who's this guy?
Do you think they talk about you after you leave? Like, we always said that guy was really cool. And then today, no
totally.
Sauce.
Yeah.
No sauce for the chicken nuggets.
You know that guy? Oh, yeah, he's nice. Yeah. But...
I knew there was something off
Something's
about him. I couldn't pinpoint
right.
it. And then when he said no to the Chick-fil-A sauce, I was like, oh, that's it. Got him.
Oh, he said no to the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Cuckoo.
Oh, man.
Kidding.
I knew it was too good to be true. So these two guys find out that their favorite server no longer works at the Waffle House. And just listen to this heartbreaking exchange.
She walked out.
Is she here?
No.
She
walked out. I just walked in and I said, is T-Mac here?
She
and he said, who?
Out,
I said, Tasha. He was like, nah, she quit tonight. She walked out. She didn't work here no more. And I was like, are you serious? He was like, yeah, she's here no more. I was like, oh,
bro,
okay.
Bro.
Yeah, there's nobody in there that we know. I walked in there. I looked around. I ain't seen nobody we knew. And I was like, all right.
I mean, it's disheartening. It's jarring.
Well, you know what maybe was happening? Maybe it was one of those situations where they gave a little bit of an extra tip and they were getting free pancakes on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know how
be.
That happens. Sometimes you get a server that doesn't charge you for refills.
She just up and quit. She just walked out.
Yeah.
Man. And that's where you wish you were around in that situation where you're like, all right, hold on. Everybody calm down.
Let's rethink
a second.
This.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.